I was looking at this, and I told Brother Scott, I read it to him today, and it's amazing. When you look at this passage of Scripture, I wanted the sermon to play out. And you know, a lot of times when I have a sermon, and a lot of times the Lord allows that sermon to take place before the service ever gets going. And man, those are the times where you get that Holy Ghost confirmation. Where are you going? You lost your mind. Get back up here. Come on. Yeah, she ain't going to want us. Let's see. Yeah, Miranda can't sing. Let her go. Just kidding, Miranda. Love you. All right. Psalm 148. The Bible says this. Praise ye the Lord. Oh, isn't that good? We can stop right there. The Bible says, praise ye the Lord. Well, then, what's the next? Praise ye the Lord. From the heavens, praise him in the heights. Praise ye him. All his angels, praise ye him. All his hosts, praise ye him. Sun and moon, praise him. All ye stars of light, praise. Is everybody, y'all kind of getting what I'm getting at? Praise him, ye heavens of heavens, and ye waters that be above the heavens. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for he commanded, and they were created. Verse number 6, he hath also established them forever and ever. He hath made a decree which shall not pass. Praise the Lord. From the earth, ye dragons and all deeps, fire and hail, snow and vapor, stormy wind fulfilling his word, mountains and all hills, fruitful trees and all cedars, beasts and all cattle, creeping things and flying fowl, kings of the earth and all people, princes and all judges of the earth, both young men and maidens, old men and children, that let them praise the name of the Lord, for his name alone is excellent. In other words, if there was no other reason in the world to praise him, just based off of what his name is, you and I ought to praise him. He is the only God. He is the true and living God. He is Jehovah. He is Jehovah Jireh. He is everything you could possibly want. It says, just praise him, for his name alone is excellent. His glory above the earth and heaven. He also exalteth the horn of his people and the praise of all his saints, even of the children of Israel, a people near unto him. Listen to this. Praise ye the Lord. Everything about this psalm. Do you realize that every bit of this psalm is nothing about? It's about nothing more than praising him. We're told that we are to praise him because we are created. In verse number 5, let them praise the name of the Lord, for he commanded and they were created. Do you know why you and I should praise God? Because he thought enough of us to create us. The Bible says that everything that hath breath, let it praise the Lord. In Psalm 150, verse number 6, there's not one person in this building that God hadn't formed with his own hand. We are to praise him from creation. The Bible tells us in verse number 6 right here that we're praise him because of his continuance. The Bible says he hath also established them forever and ever. Do you know, if I got tired of praising him because he saved me or because he created me, if I got tired of praising him just because of his name, I've got more to praise him about for what he's done in my continuance. God has provided for me. God has taken care of me. God has provided me a wife, a child, God's taken care of my home. God's taken care of my food. God's taken care of my vehicle. God's taken care of my bills. God's taken care of my love and my family, my habit, everything that I do. God has sustained me through it all. It ain't been me. It ain't been a boss man. It ain't been some corporation. It ain't been a paycheck. I'm here to tell you tonight that no matter what man could not do for me, God has provided for me. Tonight you're sitting here, you're looking at all those things that you got and you're thinking about all those material things that you got. But what I want to ask you a question tonight, if that was all taken away, or is he still worthy to be praised? Absolutely he is. Listen, some of the best things that God gives us is things that you and I can't pay for. I need somebody to help me right here. Some of the best things that God gives us in life are things that you cannot purchase at a store. It's things you cannot buy online. It's things that you cannot put on a mantle, but it is things that are in your heart that God gives you. We're to praise him. We're to praise him through creation, according to verse number 5. We're to praise him through our continuance in verse number 6. But in verse number 14, it says, he also exalted the horn of his people. Boy, we take this verse, and it's in the Old Testament, and this psalm, and no doubt about it, he's talking about Israel. It even goes on to say, the praise of all the saints, even of the children of Israel. But I want to tell you something. About 2,000 years ago, there was a horn that was lifted up. He was exalted. He was exalted as a savior of us. And he came and he died for you and I. And now you and I, the Bible says, are a peculiar people. We are a chosen people, the Bible says. We are a peculiar people. In other words, because of God's consideration, you ought to stand up and praise him. Tonight, some of you are sitting here listening to the gospel. You ought to praise him for it. Tonight, somebody sitting here, you're saved. You ought to praise him for it. Somebody sitting in here tonight, your children saved. You ought to praise him for it. Somebody sitting in here tonight, your mom and daddy got saved. Your husband and wife got saved. Anybody, somebody help me tonight. We ought to praise. Praise him for the favor that he shows to us. Some of you need to get happy about God. Some of you need to get excited about God tonight. You spent a whole year talking about, I'm going to praise him if they'll sing that song again. You spent a whole year talking about, I'm going to stand up and raise my hands if they'll sing that song one more time. You've made all kind of deals with God, and it's been so far you've been able to stay out of it. But I want you to look back on 2018. They may have been some rough patches, but God has been good to us. We ought to praise him for it. There's nothing you can give back to God. I can't pay God. There ain't nothing I can give back to God but my praise. The only thing that I can give to him that pleases him is my praise. We sit here and there tonight and we act like we're owed something. We act like we're owed something. I want you tonight, listen, let's end the service on a good note. We're going to sing and then we're going to praise the Lord. We're going to sing and we're going to praise the Lord. I don't care how you do it. I don't want you running around hugging everybody's neck. I don't want you doing none of that. This is not what that's about. Is everybody with me? Don't miss the whole point of this tonight. It says he's worthy. He's all that matters, not everybody else. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad that you're my friend. I'm glad that you give me all. I'm glad that you give me guards and you tell me you love me. But he is all that matters. Let's give him praise tonight. Let's do that. And then when we go home tonight, we can call everybody up and tell them how much we love them. Is everybody all right? Let's just spend a little bit of time thanking him for what he's done for us. A little bit of time praising him that he created us. Thought enough of us to create us to begin with. Thought enough of us to continue. Hey, he didn't have to let you live this long. I need somebody to say amen. He didn't have to let you live this long. He didn't have to let you live. The Bible says the Lord is not slack concerning his promises. Some men count slackness, but his long-suffering to us, we're not willing that anybody should perish. Can I say this? He did not have to let me live long enough to get saved. But he did. He didn't have to provide for me. He ain't had to bring me this far. He ain't had to get me where I got a grandbaby. I got a 22-year-old youngin. I got a 20-year-old youngin. I got a 17-year-old youngin. Got a grandchild. I spent more time. You know, I videoed. My phone is tore up with pictures and videos yesterday of this little old knothead running around. I'm talking about won't behave, won't do anything you tell him to do, but he's just precious. Somebody say amen. I don't care about, somebody help me right now. Hey, he didn't have to let you see that. He didn't have to let you hold a grandbaby. He didn't have to let you hold a healthy baby. He didn't have to let you have a healthy marriage. He didn't have to give you a good job. He didn't have to give you a good home. He didn't have to give you a good church. Praise him tonight. Praise him because he's shown us favor. He's shown us favor. His consideration, he's shown his favor. I'm thankful that I was born in a place where I could hear the gospel. There's people that can't even listen. Hey, they can't even sit under preaching right now because it's against the law. And they're sitting in there. Hey, listen, they're packing into the bottom of basements with no light, water running through their feet, and they're trying to hear the gospel. And you and I are sitting in here in an air-conditioned room on padded chairs in a cloak, coats, and everything else that we need to make it through winter. And we're sitting here like we owe God something, or like he owes us something. Let's praise him tonight. Hey, sing "He Is He's All That Matters" again. I like what Caitlin said, or what Dalton said. We'll sing it until y'all like it. Sometimes you just got to sing a song until it actually means something to you. Sometimes you got to get past, because you got your mind everywhere else. You got your mind everywhere else. I understand things ain't easy. I understand it ain't been awesome for everybody. I understand there's been difficulties. But in the end of it all, he's all that matters. Gosh, come on, y'all, help me. At the end of it all, he's all that matters. At the end of this thing, he's all that matters. All these hardships and all these difficulties that you're going through right now, as difficult as they may be, at the end of it all, he's all that matters. At the end of it all, he's all that matters. Some of us are worried about this and that and the other, and God's going to give it all back to us. You're worrying about things that will never come to pass. Through it all, God's been good to us. He's all that matters. Say, preacher, it's hard. I know it's hard. Trust me, I promise you, I know it's hard. Whether I've been through it or whether I've sat there with somebody that's going through it, I know it's hard. You to know something tonight. He's all that matters. He's all that matters. At the end of this thing, you and I are going to stand in his presence. At the end of this thing, you and I are going to kneel down on nothing before him, and we're going to praise him. There's a song that's going to be sung in heaven. It's going to, hey, say, I don't like to sing in church. You might as well go ahead and get used to it, because we're going to be, I need, man, y'all better help me. I don't want to sing in the choir, preacher. Well, you ought to be singing in the choir. Going ahead and getting warmed up. Going ahead and getting ready. Going ahead and learning a little bit, because when we get to heaven, we're going to be singing a song. We're going to be worshiping, and we're going to be praising him. Can I say this? I need somebody to help me right here. There's angels that do nothing all day, 24 hours a day, but cry out to him. And you think that we're going to go up there and go sit on our hands and look around and watch everybody? No, ma'am, no, sir. We getting up there, we're going to praise him. The psalmist said, I don't care. He said the host of heaven to praise him. He said the angels should praise him. Did y'all catch all of that? He called out on creation to praise him. Told the mountains to praise him. Told the deeps to praise him. Told the kings to praise him. Said all people praise him. Said the judges should praise him. Said the princes should praise him. You know what that means? No matter what your status is, he's worthy. Don't matter how much money you got, he's worthy. I need somebody to help me. Hey, he said the old men ought to praise him. Said the young men ought to praise him. Oh, I'll go ahead. I said the old women's supposed to praise him. The young women's supposed to praise him. And he even threw in the children. Said the children's supposed to praise him. Say, my mom and daddy ain't taught me how to teach your mom and daddy how to praise him. Teach your mom and daddy how to praise him. He's worthy. He's worthy. God's been good. I need somebody to help me. He's worthy tonight. I'm going to get somebody. Hey, listen. Before this is over with, I hope every one of you off your feet. Giving God glory. Giving God honor. Giving God praise, because he is worthy.
Water. At that a while ago, and I told the preacher, I said, the last five Psalms start with praise ye the Lord. If you know anything about five, it's a number of grace. Well, I want to say to you today that thank God I'm glad at 21 years old, God saved my old unworthy hide. I was lost and undone without the Lord, but I sure am glad He came by and loved me like I was. He didn't wait till I turned over a new leaf. He didn't wait till I could get it all together. I'm glad He took all the mess and the broken pieces of my life, and He poured out the grace of God, and He done something for me that I could not do for myself. I sure am thankful tonight. Let me just say this. That run around this building is rough on a fat boy. Somebody say amen. But I'm going to tell you something. I sit there the whole time trying to hold it back. And you know what? The whole time preacher's preaching that, Holy Ghost saying, don't worry about nobody else. Am I worth it? See, one thing about praising the Lord, you got to learn to drop your own pride. This ain't about me getting glory. It's not about you getting praise and glory. Hey, all of us ought to be burning in the charred walls of the damned. But I sure am glad God's grace has been sufficient. He's turned it all around. And the least I can do, listen to me tonight, least I can do is give Him praise and glory. Because one day I may not have this voice to give Him praise. Might as well start now. Maybe a day I can't throw my hand up toward heaven. I don't know, God forbid. But I know one thing. I ain't going to leave this building tonight without glorifying Him, because He sure enough took 2,000 years ago, climbed up on old Calvary, bled and died, But I sure am glad that ain't the end of the story. I'm glad 3 days later, I'm glad he got up in his own power so that you and I, praise God, the same power that raised Jesus from the dead is the same power that dwells within us. And I know oftentimes through Christmas it's difficult. Sometimes through Christmas season, you've already buried loved ones. They're not there anymore. But how many of you glad that if you say, born again by the grace of God, you're going to get to see your loved ones over on the other side? And we all rejoice that tonight, because listen to me. God didn't have to do what he done through his son, but he loved us so much that he did so we could get, he came to our earth so we could go to his heaven. And I'm thankful for that tonight. How many of you love him tonight? I want to praise him. Give him some praise and glory tonight if you're glad you're saved. Amen.